Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Anniversary, baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
There we go. It's official now, folks. We're celebrating the 21st. Anniversary of Wally Bach's first visit with us, and obviously he doesn't have a life because he kept coming back. But Wally, happy anniversary, baby!
Thank you, Jim. It has been a tumultuous and fun 20.
Don't you wish way back in the day you'd had some kind of a life so you wouldn't? How did this get out of hand? I mean, you're talking about bad habits, Wally. I mean, holy mackerel. We're talking about habits here, folks. Wally Bach, ladies and gentlemen, writing a book with Wally.com. That's how you find him. He helps a lot of folks. And I will tell you that my last book, I might have finished it, but it wouldn't have been as good as it turned out. Without Wally. Wally, I know I've told you that, but you helped me a lot on that book, and I appreciate it. Writing a book with Wally, check it out, folks. We're talking about Atomic Habits, a book by James Clear. It's about stacking your habits together. That's one of the things he talks about. You know, Wally, when I think about, you were talking earlier about people who get things, who accomplish things, people who are successful. I keep going back to things that I learned from the old folks. My Uncle Jake and I used to build a lot of fences, and he called it making a showing. Whenever he and I would work together, okay. He called it making a showing. In other words, at the end of the day, can you look back and see that you made a showing? Did you leave something behind that was finished? Did something get done today? And that created a little urgency for me. And then somebody else came up with the idea along the way. Another mentor talked about, he said, I gave him something and I said, what do you think about this? He said, Jim, I worship at the throne of results. You're not done yet. So there's something about worshiping at the throne of results. You know, it's similar to making a showing. And if your habits aren't helping you make a showing on the thing that you're trying to accomplish, or if it's not helping you, if you're not producing results from your habits, you got the wrong habits, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
So isn't that the key? What do you expect out of, what are your expectations?
Is it helping you accomplish what you want to accomplish? And there's another whole thing that has nothing to do with habits. That's saying, okay, what is it you want to accomplish? You know, I say that my purpose in life is to help people find and create great business books. And if what I do, if my habits don't point me in that direction, if I'm going off somewhere, they're not helping me. And I think the other part of this, the altar of results, is definitely a big part. But another big part is recognizing that it's an ongoing project. I mean, I'll be 73 next month. And I've been working on this. I've been working on me really hard for a long time. And still, you know, stuff that used to work doesn't work anymore. I find a new way to do something that I've been doing for maybe 50 years.
That's another thing about habits. Nothing can be sacred, really, can it, in terms of habits? Because
no, I mean, you got to keep asking, does this do what I want? What I find is sometimes I get crosswise in a day. I mean, I know that never happens to you as organized as you are, but I get crosswise in a day and I have to make some kind of an adjustment, an improvisation on what I do. And very often I look at that and say, geez, why haven't I been doing that way all the time? You know, and sometimes my wife will say something. Why don't you do it this way? She made a suggestion to me about some of the advertising we do. And I've been doing it the same way for, I don't know, as long as I've been doing stuff on Facebook. So probably 2.5 years, and doing it the same way. And she said, why don't you try this? Well, I've learned that when she says, why don't you try this, it's usually something worth trying.
Probably should.
So I did.
Probably should. You know, Wally, one of the things on the cover of the book, he talks about tiny changes. That feeds into what a mentor once told me about making decisions. He said, make lots of little bitty decisions. Don't make big decisions. Make little bitty decisions. Break them down. And so that's what he's talking about either breaking a habit or acquiring a new one. Do them in little pieces, right?
Always, because little pieces are easier. Baby steps are easier than big steps.
Mm-hmm.
And you can correct a baby step that's wrong easy. You can't create. I mean, if you wait to judge stuff or to try things until it's something really big, it's probably not going to get done right.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that I was told, I have no idea if it's true, that when the folks went to the moon the first time, they were off course maybe 90% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But they kept getting back because they kept making course.
Oh, yeah. No, when you're flying an airplane, you're never on course 100%. You're only on course about 10% of the time.
That's true.
You're moving back and forth through your vector. But no, that's exactly right. And you know, so for me, what that means is instead of eating ice cream every night, I eat ice cream every other night maybe for a while. How about that?
Well, he talks about stuff like environmental cues. For example, which I've never seen another habits book talk about.
Mm-mm.
I mean, my rule is simple. If the ice cream's in the fridge, I'm going to eat it. So I can depend on willpower and fail, or I can just not buy ice cream.
Don't buy it. Wally Bach, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Wally, thanks for 21 great years. Let's keep it going. Writing a book with Wally, ladies and gentlemen. The book he recommends is by James Cleary.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.